Hi, this is Rob.
Hi, this is Sarah from Something Blue.
You're listening to The Raven and the Blues
on Talk Radio Europe,
Radio Napa,
and Kansas City Online Radio.
In high school, there was a girl I was trying to win. She went every day to the swimming pool to keep herself slim and trim. I told that girl I loved her and I wanted to be her man. I wanted to get down in her pool, but I didn't know how to swim. And she said,
jump right in, jump right in.
Jump right in, I'll teach you how to swim. She said, come on in the water, it's easy just to float. And when you get the hang of it, I'll show you how to stroke. And when you've got the movements and you know just when to bend, then you're ready for the swimming test. Come on to my deep end. And she said,
jump right in, jump right in,
jump right in, I'll teach you how to swim. Hey! I think you know the score, and now I think you're ready to learn a whole lot more. Your stroking is so manly, you look so nice and cute, but before you come into my pool, you gotta put on a swimming suit. And she said,
jump right in, jump right in,
jump right in, I'll teach you how to swim. She told me, you know, she said,
jump right in, jump right in,
jump right in, I'll teach you how to swim. She said it like that, she said,
jump right in, jump right in,
jump right in, I'll teach you how to swim.
Well, I think he's talking about swimming.
Came back stroke.
You may not be talking about swimming, I don't know. Opening up The Raven and the Blues, Little Ed and his Blues Imperials. Good, good track from a really good album which came out earlier on this year, Jumpstart, and that's called Jump Right In. Whether you're listening on FM in Spain and in Cyprus, on Kansas City Online Radio, of course, as a podcast across the world. Welcome to the programme, an hour of great blues. Live guest this week is Wayne Baker Brooks. Looking forward to that enormously, with Matt Taylor also on guitar and Steve Rushton on snare drum. And also lots of new stuff too, and some other tracks looking back earlier on this year. Let's move on to an album which came out, I guess, about 2 months ago now, I would think. Although I think the launch of it was only about last month. It's a bit confusing. Anyway, it's Hans Taysink and Terry Evans together. Lovely album, Delta Time. Here is the title track.
Suitcase packed, I'm ready to go. Got my suitcase packed, I'm raring to go. I gotta leave this city, I can't take it no more. So much tension in the air, people fighting in the street.
Rip, what, where?
Feel that tension in the air, people hiding in the street.
Whip, what, where?
Big city life sure is killing me. Give me the Delta rhythm, give me the Delta ride.
take a southbound train. I'm going back to Delta Town. Take a southbound train. Take a southbound train. Take a southbound train. I'm going back to Delta Town. Tension in the air, people fighting in the street.
Where, what, where?
Feel that tension in the air, people fighting in the street.
Where, what, where?
Big city life sure is killing me. Give me the Delta rhythm. Give me the Delta rhyme. Take a southbound train, I'm going back to Delta Town. Take a southbound train. Take a southbound train. Take a southbound train, I'm going back to Delta Town. Take a southbound train, I'm going back to Delta Town.
Lived every day like it
the brand new album just about to be released from Sam McBride. The album is called Crossing the Line, and there you heard Alcatraz, and before that from the pretty new album, I've been out about a month, from Hans Taysink and Terry Evans, and Delta Time, the album, and that was the title track of it. It's amazing, the compression, the audio, most of us now are fairly familiar because we sort of play on computers and play with sound, and you're familiar with the waveforms that you see when you see sound on a computer screen. It's sort of lots of peaks and troughs and things. And of course, some of the more compressed music these days doesn't have peaks and troughs. It looks like a toothpaste stream, really. It's sort of a long black line. And that's a sign of compression, and it's used more and more in popular music today. It really started, I guess, back in the days of Motown, when they made Motown records louder, because on the jukebox it sounded better if your record was louder than all the rest of them. But of course it's developed now to being the stage where all radio stations compress the sound signal. But that one by Simon McBride, it's a good album. There's some great rock guitar on it, but it's just, well, it's a toothpaste tube. But there's no light and shade. If you open up this program in one of your favourite sound recording applications on your computer and look, you will see that track just has sort of 4 or 5 minutes of a solid black bar. Nevertheless, I digress. Paddy Milner now, and his album, which came out about a year or so ago, which was called The Curious Case of Paddy Milner, has now been reissued with some bonus tracks, and it's now called The Curious Case of Paddy Milner Reopened, which is rather clever. And the bonus tracks come at the end, and they come from, well, this particular one comes from Paddy's thing called a podcast. This is a podcast audio program, but Paddy does a video once a week or so thereabouts and calls it a podcast. And it's fun to watch and good to see him playing. He had Marcus Bonfanti on it, the podcast, last week. But here's one he made just for the podcast, now available on the album. And it's the old Memphis Slim original, which is Mother Earth.
Not have me all the time, you might never walk my way, but Mother Earth has got the debt that we've all gotta pay. But I don't care how great you are, and I don't care what you're worth. Cause when it all track, you might have enough money to buy anything you like, but I don't get how great you are, and don't care what you were. Cause when it all ends up, Lord, gotta go back to Mother Earth. Go back to Mother Earth.
Mother Earth.
Played that track many times over the years, both by Memphis Slim, Peter Chapman, who wrote it, and also people like Dr. John. That's one of my favourite versions now, off the album, which is the Curious Case of Paddy Milner, reopened, and there you heard the bonus tracks on it, because it wasn't on the original album, and Mother Earth. Here's somebody who picked up quite a few awards at the British Blues Awards this year, including the Young Blues Man, or the Young Blues Person of the... I think he won it last year as well. I wonder how long Ollie Brown can keep on winning it for. His album came out earlier on this year, Here I Am, and here he is, with a track which is called Manic Bloom.
Welcome here no more. Oh, you make me wanna lose my mind. I can see through you and I know you ain't that kind. Oh, you're my best friend, my enemy, oh dear. Spare me tomorrow, I don't care about all this hearsay. Thank you.
out on Roof Records earlier on this year, produced by Wayne Proctor. It also has Danny Wilde and Paul Jones guesting on the album too. The Young Ollie Brown, not so young anymore, getting older all the time, and that's a track from the album called Manic Bloom. Here's another album which we've had in the studio for a while now. I haven't played many tracks from it. It's all my fault. It's been an amazing year for releases, both downloads being sent to me from all over the world, which is great, and records coming from all over the world too. And so as I sit talking to you now, I've got this massive pile of material, which really it's impossible to get everything fairly represented every week with only an hour to play. Need longer hours, really, don't we, in a sense. But anyway, the album is called Life of Riley. The band are Mumbo Jumbo, and here they are with Party On.
They'll be bobbing in the brown and they'll be drowning in the sea. In Bangladesh, Maldives, and where New Orleans used to be. They'll be heading for the high ground, or they'll be heading over here. Party on till the world is built. In Jordan and in Kenya, they'll all be moving out when they're turning on the taps. And there's just nothing coming out. Desalination for the nation just won't slow the need to leave. So let's just party on till the world's all gone. Let's just party on till the world's all gone. Let's just party on till the world's all gone. Raise a glass of whiskey and let's raise a glass of rum and just party on till the world's all gone. While the sun keeps shining, watch the waters rising, see a new horizon. Gonna chill out in the sunshine, gonna catch myself some breeze, start to pick my grapes and olives as the sun pours down for days. But the storm clouds that will follow will just wash it all away. If we just party on till the world's all gone.
Party on till the world's all gone from the album Life of Riley. That's the band Mumbo Jumbo. Time for some live music and Wayne Baker Brooks.
Get this party started. to play. Tricks on my sleeve, ready to play. Tricks on my sleeve, I'm ready to play. Pull down the shades and close that door. Turn down the lights, turn up the radio. I hope you're ready for a real good thrill. The best damn feeling you're gonna ever feel. You better make a way. I got tricks up my sleeves and I'm ready to play.
Tricks up my sleeve, ready to play. Tricks up my sleeve.
It's the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain, on Radio Napa on the coast of Cyprus, on Kansas City Online Radio out of Kansas and Radio Belgrade, podcast across the world. The sounds of Chicago come to the River Thames, and it gives me a great pleasure to welcome Wayne Baker Brooks to the Raven and the Blues. Good to have you here, Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you.
Some of us kind of are preordained in our lives of the jobs we kind of have to do, but and in your case, in a sense, it was always going to be a bit preordained. You'd be going to the music business, wasn't it?
Well, I used to help my dad write songs when I was about 6 years old, playing drums on the pots and pans with knives and spoons. Mm-hmm. And my brother Ronnie would play the bass line on the guitar. And my dad would sit there and, like, come up with words. He'd tell us to, you know, stay with that groove right there. And he would come up with lyrics. And Ronnie and I would, you know, throw in some lyrics that he thought would, you know, would fit. Mm-hmm. And so that was my first experience as my first songwriting class. So when I think about it in retrospect, he also used to put headphones on my mom's stomach when we were in my mom's womb and everything. So, you know, he would be playing Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Chuck Berry.
So even before you were born, you heard the sounds of the blues.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, did he ever say to you, you know, I don't want you to go down this route, Wayne, or was he more than happy for you to go in the business and follow him?
He didn't want us to play. He didn't want me to play. He wanted me to become a doctor or lawyer or mm-hmm. something like that. But it was in me. I couldn't, you know, just like John Lee say, it's in them and it got to come out of them.
Okay, you started with a band as a roadie and then gradually sort of picked up the guitar and went from there, I guess.
Yeah, I roadied for my dad as soon as I got out of high school roadied for him for 10 years before I started playing professionally. Hmm. In his band.
Was that easy? Because I just can sort of envisage a situation whereby if your roadie's your son, it could get a bit messy sometimes.
Well, you know, he felt comfortable that he had someone really taking care of him.
That's
and
true,
not just,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, making money off of him. So, he was also more hard on us than any of the musicians yeah. or roadies he ever had, you
yes.
know, because we're his son and we got to, you know, keep the legacy going mm. and do it the right way. So he was, you know, one mistake, you know, he was like, all right, I'm going to fire you, boy. You better cool it.
And so we come forward to your first solo album, which is, what, 8 or 9 years ago now, I guess?
Yeah, 2004 yeah, was the national release in mm-hmm. the United States of Mystery.
Mm-hmm. And why was that longish gap before that sort of cutting your teeth and earning your stripes kind of stuff and then making your first album? Was it sort of just a rite of passage in a way?
Well, for a long period of time, I taught myself, mm. believe it or not, you know, with two great guitar players in the family. You know, I never asked them to show me anything. I wanted to know that I had it myself, and possibly, you know, because I would hear my dad tell my brother all the time, man, you got to come up with your own style. You can't be doing Stevie mm-hmm. Ray Vaughan all day and every day. And I would hear that, you know, while I was learning. So that made me not want to try to play like anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to learn and try to get it on my own. So,
but it can't have been easy, though. I mean, with a guitarist as great as your father, and also with Ronnie too. I mean,
yeah.
finding a gap in the market can't be easy. In a sense.
I know, right? You know, and people always look and say, "Oh, they got it easy. They're Lonnie Brooks' sons hmm. and stuff like that." It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't ask, you know, God to say, "Hey, can I be Lonnie Brooks' son?" You know, it just you know, happened that way. And we all love music. So mm. we followed in his footsteps. And, you know, a lot of people think we have it easy, but it's not, because he's more hard on us. And to have a crowd that comes to see you because you're Lonnie Brooks' son, you still have to keep them there. You have to do your job and make them like you in order for them to like you.
I can see that happening back in the early days, but yeah. now, I mean, that's long since gone, isn't it? They're coming to see you now.
Yeah, of course. And not only that, I'm turning them on to my dad now. So
yes, of course.
It, you know, goes both ways.
If you want to go back to the roots, just listen to what my dad did.
That's
yes,
right.
That's
yeah,
right.
My dad and Coco, you yeah. know, was real good friends of mm-hmm. ours, and Luther Allison and Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. So, mm. you know, I get a chance to let them know where I got this from, you know, mm. where I learned a lot from, you know, a lot of the legends, you know, just talking with them. And Junior showed me Messing with the Kid. You mm. know, he don't play guitar, but he showed me how to yeah. do it, you know, so, you know, that type of stuff.
Well, come to why you're here in UK at this point in time after your next album. What are you going to do for us next?
You want to try a new single that I released back in June called I Can Read Your Mind. I can read your mind.
great stuff. Recorded live here on a houseboat on the Thames, Wayne Baker Brooks, together with Matt Taylor on guitar and Steve Rushton on one drum, a snare drum. If you want to see how it looks, if you go to the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj with some W's in front, scroll down till you see the photograph of the three of them on the studio here, and then click on the two video links for Tricks Up My Sleeve and I Can Read Your Mind, and you can see how it looks and how it's recorded virtually off the floor, basically. And the full session, of course, as always, is available at W, again at the same place, really. Click on the link above that and you get the full session, two more tracks and a lot more music, a lot more conversation as well. Now, Paul Ferrabee emailed me about a week ago talking about basically how I do this, because if you listen to the FM show, of course, you hear just this short section of the session, whereas you have to hear the whole session to go online as a podcast. And there must be a way of doing it. I've been agonizing over the years, but I think Paul has come up with a solution. So thank you, Paul, for that. You cleared my brain, and we'll probably in the next year, perhaps at the end of this year, beginning of next, we'll have a different system of the sessions. So the sessions will be part of the radio show and also an extended version of the podcast as well. It's all going to work, I think, by the time I think it through. My mind will be clear in a week or so's time. Anyway, no more live guests for the time being until I get back from Canada, and then we'll have some people in towards the end of the year. Matt Taylor was just been playing there with Wayne Baker Brooks. He's also the front guy of the band The Motives. They had an album out earlier on this year called The Motives, featuring Matt Taylor. And here they are with Nature's Cruel Design.
Such an appetite, a greater saint would not forgive. You're working day and night to fill a void that lets her live, live, live. Before you know it, you're too old. There's nothing left to give. Keep up with her demands, but you're a better man. And bat your hands, then she'll say you never try. But the thought of ever leaving her has never crossed your mind. She's a wicked lover, part of nature's cruel design. If you don't recognize yourself, and you know it feels so good, but you'll be spoiled for anybody else. And now you can't remember anything you've left behind. She's your wicked lover. I'm
fabulous keyboards there from Johnny Dyke, Matt Taylor on guitar and vocals, Andy Graham on bass and Roy Martin on drums. The band are The Motives, featuring Matt Taylor and taken from their album of the same name. I suppose you could say the eponymous album, but it's a bit ponzy anyway. It's called Nature's Cruel Design. It's been a very rock-based show this week. I think what we'll do for next week is try and do a completely acoustic show if we can. I'm sure we can. I'll dig out all the acoustic tracks, both new and old, and have something rather more gentle and laid back. Let's change the style quite a bit, though, as we go back to the album which came out earlier on this year, about February, March time, I guess. Cherry Lee Mewis, the band, and Heard It Here First, the album, and here she is with He Wants More.
He wants more, too much more. He wants more, too much more.
Baby asks for something I can give all the time. Crush a bunch of grapes, you only get so much wine. I try to give him extra just a little each day. But every time he holds me, I just give it away. He wants more, more than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
He wants more, more than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
Calls me up for work to tease me on the phone. I just can't get my job done. He's a doc with no bone. I try to make it cute to see my work before six. Before I'm through the door, he plays another dirty trick. He wants more, more than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
He wants more, more than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
He just can't get enough, can't get my housework done. Try to cook his dinner, but he wants some more fun. He likes his casserole on a Friday night. In the meantime, he's a boon to blow his job tonight. Whoa! More than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
He wants more, 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 more than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
Too much more. Just to have his wicked way. He wants more, more than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
He wants more, too much more than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
He wants more, 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 more than he should ever ask for.
He wants more, too much more.
He wants more.
Flow on drums,
more, too much more.
Nick on electric guitar, Max on acoustic guitar, and Robbie Stewart Matthews on upright slap bass. That's Cherry Cherry Lee Mewis off the album Man Overboard. Is it Man Overboard? No, you heard it here first. That's, of course, came out earlier on this year. And He Wants More. Let's leave the UK, head now to Estonia, Andres Roots, Roundabout, the EP, Electric Dixieland, and Room Service.
Thank you.
It's a guy I first met in a pub in Kingston. Fronting the band, Bullfrog Brown. They then came and did a session. Good friends of Dave Arcari as well. Bullfrog Brown are no more, but Andres Roots continues. The band there is Andres Roots Roundabout, which is him on guitar, Martin Esselow on guitar, and Paul Terrap on drums. That's the EP which came out about 2 months ago, and a track which is called Room Service. Let's leave Estonia, head to Australia, somebody we played for the first time on the show about 4 months ago, and then his CD disappeared down the pile, but it's come back to the top again. His name is Clayton Doley, fine Hammond organ player. The album is Desperate Times, and this is a track which is called Dealing with the Devil.
Just how stupid can we all really be? What will it take to see freaky storms or natural catastrophes? Or how about the rising seas? Greenhouse gases in the air we breathe, smog in the big cities, methane up in our atmosphere. It means global warming's here. We all feel the climate changing, it's just Mother Nature raging. You know we've only got ourselves to blame. If we keep
dealing with the devil,
if we keep
dealing with the devil,
if we keep
dealing with the devil,
we'll make this world a living hell. It's inevitable.
Keep on adding precious fuel to the fire till our natural resources dry up.
Greedy people kill the earth for a dollar, just wait till they kill each other.
If we could leave some of our forests alone, we might just save some ozone.
Toxic waste and plastic in our seas, we're our own worst enemy.
We all feel the climate changing, it's just Mother Nature raging.
No, we've only got ourselves to blame.
If we keep
dealing with the devil,
if we keep
dealing
with the devil,
if we keep
dealing
with the devil,
we'll make this world a living hell.
You know that we will.
When fertile soil turns into desert sand,
and clean drinking water
is in such high demand,
do you understand
this could be
the extinction of man?
Dolly on Hammond and vocals, David Lorenzo on drums, and Champagne James Robinson on guitar with a track there called Dealing with the Devil. And that is almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. I do hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. As I say, it's been a bit rocky. We'll try and... We will, I promise you. We'll change that for next week. It'll be a lot more acoustic, perhaps all the way through. Anyway, email address is, as always, dave@raven.dj. Website is, of course, always, as always, www.raven.dj. Subscribe to the show via iTunes. Get the iPhone app and the Android app, all those kind of things. Let's close with a taster of next week, shall we? From the album Down the River. Again, came out about a month or so ago. This is... Malcolm Holcomb, and the track called The Empty Jar. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I surely tremble when thoughts of loss remembers the sick and wounded brave, the cause of heart to ponder. Empty jar but full of eyes that seek you here, pouring perfect comfort for thirsty silent tears. Lord, as many lay before us, Lord, and as many stay behind, to pass the test of trust in the twinkle of an eye. Carry burdens, and each one has a home to pair among the stronger heart, so not alone. This letter, one afternoon within, I love you far better than deeds of one man.